Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 246 with Amanda Peard. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 9th of November 2025. Today's theme is the letter V, the 22nd letter of the Latin alphabet. The letter originated in the Phoenician alphabet, sharing its sound with U. The V shape was used at the beginning of a word and the rounded U in the middle or end, irrespective of sound. And it wasn't until the late 16th century that the two letters finally became separated. V is the sixth least frequently used letter in the English language, and is the only letter that cannot be used to form an English two-letter word in Scrabble. It is also the only letter in the English language which is never silent. We began with a victory waltz, played by Graham Geddes and his band, which I inherited with a warm-up routine in Peterborough. Our first dance today is a jig by Gillian Jennings, Viva Voom. Ones followed by twos lead down the middle and twos lead ones back up, flowing into reflection reels of three on the sides and ones face first corners. Corners pass and turn, then man up, lady down for right hand across, and ones dance half figure of eight through the other end to start again from second place. There is no recording for this, so here is George Meikel and the Lothian Band with a track for another of Gillian's dances, The Grumpy Gentleman. The Lothian Band played The Grumpy Gentleman by George Meikle, Garster's Dream, The Jimmy Harris Jig by Angus Fitchett, and Granny Wade's Jig by Mo Rutherford. The Vancouver Island Reel is by Roy Goldring and published in his Old Friends Meet book. Muriel Johnston and Friends, Jim Lindsay, Ian Robertson, Keith Smith and Gordon Smith, recently recorded a double CD of tracks for this book, with several tracks being designated suitable for multiple dances. This track, for instance, begins with the lead tune for City of Stirling Reel, and Muriel's tune for this dance is fourth in the set. track which could be used for City of Stirling Reel. The Nether Bailey is by Nicol McLaren. Scotland's Gardens with Joe Murphy's Reel by Donald Ridley. The Well Wind by Jim Johnston, lead tune for Jim Johnston's Reel. And then the Vancouver Island Reel by Muriel Johnston. The best known 8-time Strathspey beginning with V is The Valentine by Linda Gall, devised in 2008 and published by the RSCDS in the Homecoming booklet. Keith Smith and James Gray recorded for the RSCDS, but I prefer this version by Luke Brady, which is a bit faster. Thank you. Jefferson wrote the lead tune, Fiona's Valentine, and the other three tunes were by Muriel Johnston, Kenneth MacGregor Holden, Bill Zobel and Torf's Tune. Staying with Muriel Johnston for our next jig, V and J's Maggot. This maggot, also called an earworm, a tune which gnaws at your mind. The dance is a three-couple jig, devised in 1988 by John Wood to say farewell to Voreen and Jim Powell, who are leaving Nova Scotia. The dance is danced twice, i.e. 6 by 32 bars. First time, ones cross down into figures of 8 on opposite sides, then cross back for figures of 8 on own sides. Ones turn down through the 3s, and then up through the 2s, and ones and 3s set and rotate. The second time through, the first 16 bars are reels of 3 on the sides. This track is from Muriel Johnston and Keith Smith's CD for Spark of Water, the 35th Nova Scotia branch anniversary. Tunes listed for that 6x32 recording. Brooks Maggot, Miss Buchanan of Cambusmore, Mrs. Robertson of Lawyer's Delight, and Mr. Adam Robertson's Favourite by John Clarke. The Viking Ship by Birgit Free is a medley for a four-couple longwise set, 32 bars in Strathspey, then a different 32 bars in real time. The dance includes, in Strathspey time, the Asquith Turn, which is a vaguely one-handed labarat movement. There is a long story associated with my dance, 6 Mile Road from Pitlochry, which is a medley of the same format, and which uses the Asquith Turn. No idea why it is called that. So that is my connection with this dance, and why it had to be included today. Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band recorded this track on Dancer's Choice 2 for Highlander Music in 2004. Obviously, that sort of medley needs 8 tunes, and those were The Smiths' A Gallant Fireman, Miss Mary Douglas, Balmoral Castle, The Down Express, Castles in the Air, Balmoral House, Miss Betsy Robertson, and Snouts and Ears of America, played by Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band. Our next dance is by Murrow Landon. We've had quite a few from him in recent months. They are often challenging, though in the style of his scientific forebears, pleasing to complete. A View of the Valley, first devised in 2017 and then revised in 2019 and again in 2024, is a five-couple jig in a longwise set. Ones and threes are dancing couples. The central 12 bars are danced to corners and set, though very few dancers get a chance to set. Murrow has published all his dances on the internet and offers suggested recordings to use. He has also videoed a large number of his dances. The recommended recording for this dance is Neil Barron and his band playing for Wake Up Ones from the Sheffield Diamond Third Sheaf collection. Barron began and ended that set with Dalrymple Jig by Sir Jimmy Shand. And the other three tunes were Master David R. Cunningham by David Cunningham Sr., Doreen and Roy Goldring's Jig by Neil Barron, and Dave Provan's Fancy by John Renton. We will stay with Neil Barron and the Third Sheaf collection for this next dance. Vivre à Sanque is a three-couple Strasbourg by Roland Delay from 2016, which begins with an Espagnol. Then it is corners pass and half turn and twirl, or set, half turn and twirl, set, and in the last eight bars, threes turn while ones and twos set and link, and then threes and twos set and link while ones turn. The recommended recording is for Cream Tea. Thank you. Neil Barron's band played Glengarry's Dirk by S. Fraser, and then The Four Stringer and William MacDonald Black, both by Angus Fitchin. A John Drury dance now. Seems a while since we've had one. A Valley Full of Treetops was devised in 1986 for the Mary Prentice Weekend at Treetops Hotel in Aberdeen, the title being a quotation from Midwinter by John Buchan. The dance is an 8x32 bar reel dance to a hornpipe, and the recommended recording is by David South and his band on their Cardinia Capus album from 1999. set of hornpipes was Kirk's hornpipe, Lime Street, Cayley's hornpipe, and Arthur's Seat by James Scott Skinner. Another five-couple jig is Dorothy Hargreaves' Vintage Simon, written for Simon Scott of Vancouver to celebrate his 50 years of teaching. The dance was adopted by the RSCDS for Book 47, which was itself celebrating the 90th anniversary in 2013. Gordon Shand and his band recorded the CD. Excellent track by Gordon Shand and his band, beginning with The Phrases of Oban by Drummond Cook, Jig for Judy by Graham Mitchell, and then three by Ian Muir of Prestwick, Jig for Annie, Jig for Archie, and Jane Kerr's Jig. A second today from Murrow Landon, this time a 3x48 Strass Bay. The dance is called Variations on a Theme, and Murrow says it includes tandem variations of the two-couple barrel, i.e. other options for three-couple barrels. After eight bars, ones are in second place, and there is a standard three-couple barrel to get a new partner. Then there are teapots. Bars 25 to 32 are what he calls an outer tandem barrel, where you get your original partner back. Six hands round and back as a breather, and then the last eight bars he calls an inner hand-in-hand barrel, when you again finish with your partner, all now in progressed places, 3-1-2. I'm definitely going to have to try some of these dances. For this one, Murrow recommends the Deirdre Adamson recording for Crathis Castle. Thank you. Deirdre Adamson Quartet played Crass's Castle by Angus Fitchett, The Bonny Thekett House by James Scott Skinner, and The Farewell by William Marshall. We will finish this trip through the V's with Virginia Reel, and this recording by Ian MacPhail and his band. I hope you've enjoyed the music and maybe heard of a dance or two you'd like to try. Join me again next week. Bye!